So I started trying to keep up with it because of Jovan, you know, because he's getting into T-ball and he loves sports, loves them. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll try to start watching it. So I think the last time I went to a Giants game was over 10 years ago.
It's been a while.
It's been a long
time. Is it because...
I wasn't into it. Oh, okay. I love football, you know. So
who do you go for?
Raiders fan.
Oh, nice.
Any time Raiders.
I've been to Raider games.
Yeah, so I went to.
I blacked out at a Raiders game. No,
damn. She blacked out in the black hole.
Like a normal Raiders game, then. Yeah. Hey, a baseball game way different than a football game.
It's because it's more family oriented. That's why.
Way different,
dude. Think about it. When you go to a football game, how much are those tickets?
Oh, dude. Outrageous.
So if you have to take a whole family.
Yeah.
How much is that?
Oh, no, that's what I was saying.
Well, that, and there's so many more games in baseball, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So many more games. So I think it's easier for them to make up that money, you know?
Yeah. You all right?
Question?
Yeah.
I just want to do a formal introduction.
Oh, okay. We were just talking while you got ready. Yeah. You want to bring your mic closer to your face?
What?
Bring your mic closer to your face?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Thick Boy Podcast. We have a special guest today, Manny. Before we get started, I want to give you a little surprise. It's our new merch.
Oh, here you go.
And a new Thick Boy Mafia.
Is it a rash guard?
No, it's the shirt that I'm wearing. It's a Thick Boy Mafia, but like in a metal band.
Thank you, guys.
Kind of thing.
I like that.
Just want to get that before I forget.
Should I put it on right now?
Just kidding.
Yeah, take it off. I mean, if you want to.
Do it for the content.
Marty might get offended, but it's fine.
Do it for the Patreon.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, we were talking about the game, right? Yeah.
The Giants game?
No, dude, football games are... Oh, well, we were saying that to take a family to a football game is ridiculous, dude.
That's crazy. I think so. I went to the Raiders game the first year that they were open, and for me and my wife, it was like 700-something bucks.
Holy crap.
I can't. I'm not... My boys aren't... We're going to watch a football game for a long time, dude. That's crazy.
Honestly, but
the
Giants game is like a college 80 bucks. Game.
Oh, you can get...
Way cheaper. Yeah,
you can get some games for like...
Each?
For the Giants game?
Or that was for both of you guys? Like
no, it was like 80 bucks each or so. A little, maybe a little more, but yeah, it was around there.
That's not bad.
Much easier pill to swallow.
Dude, you can get some tickets for like $22.
Oh, yeah. And well, I mean, we had good seats. We were in the club level.
Oh, okay.
You know, right behind like home base. So it was good. It was a really good seat. It was a good time.
My coworkers were telling me today that they built a whole new stadium for the Giants.
Yeah, it's... AT&T Park or Oracle Park now, yeah.
Isn't that where they've always been or no? Water?
Yeah, they've been around for a while. That's been around for a while.
That's what I thought.
Well, the thing is they sometimes companies will, like something will run out or at least like the name of the stadium. So other companies can come in and bid like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $2 billion if you put our name on here. Okay. And then they'll pay for like renovations.
It used to be AT&T Park.
Yeah, it used to be AT&T Park.
Yeah. I'll say this. That stadium is super nice. Really nice.
The water's right there. It's so nice. It's chill.
Yeah.
You know what? When I saw the Raiders at the Coliseum, I like that stadium. It was all old. And
the Coliseum was cool, yeah. It's just...
It just smelled like piss, but other than that...
Yeah, it's very old, dude, you know? Real old, and I can't imagine. I did take my son there one time, but a bunch of us, I think there was at least 12 of us, we put in for one of those, like, little club seats.
Oh, for the box.
There you go.
The box, yeah.
Like a box. So I took my oldest son when he was probably 3, and that was super easy experience.
Does Raiders, yeah, Raiders or baseball?
No, for the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
The
Coliseum?
Yeah, there you go. The Coliseum. Okay. So we took him there, and that was cool, because you could just kind of let him loose, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about him.
I was going
to
ask you, how do you deal with your kids?
Yeah, you can't.
I just
really
learned. I did a baseball game. Chuck Chancy.
Mm-hmm. Grizzlies?
Yeah, the Grizzlies. And I just learned you have to pace yourself. You know, you can't have them watch it. Like, so I'll watch the game for a little bit and then we'll go get a snack.
Yeah.
Sit down, go get a snack, you know, and so that they're entertained while.
And you know what's interesting? It's like Jovan, he can sit down and just watch a game.
Oh, see, none of my kids now. Can.
Yeah. So I'll come downstairs sometimes when I wake up, you know, because I work nights. So I'll come down. It's like 10, 11. And this will be watching like some random soccer game.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, he's like, Dad, I'm going for the white team. But he'll be all into it.
It's like the English league.
Yeah. We went to like Buffalo Wild Wings and what is it? World Cup was on for soccer.
Oh, sick.
Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch
soccer a lot. Wait, how long ago was this?
Just a couple days ago.
Oh, no. You're thinking it's Euros and the Copa America are going on right now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
It was like England versus...
Okay, it's Euros. It's Euros.
So we all go to Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. And, dude, he would not look away from the TV. I'm like, hey... He's like, hey, Dad, what are you going for? Which team? The England or the other team? And I'm like, oh, let's go for England. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, if it's on Minecraft or Fortnite, my kids won't pay.
Yeah, he's all into sports right now.
That's cool.
That's actually really neat.
That's a big thing.
Because that'll be his focus, too, outside of school.
Yeah, and it forces me. That's why, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to keep up with baseball because he's all into it. And I want to, you know, kind of keep that going. But, I mean, hey, whatever they're into, you know.
You take him hunting, too, no?
Yeah, so I've taken him. So I just got into duck hunting or hunting in general. Yeah, there you go.
I'd asked about it earlier.
Duck hunting hat. So I got into duck hunting back in 2020. It's like, you know, during
COVID. What are you hunting him with?
Rifle?
A shotgun, 12 gauge.
Okay, 12 gauge.
So
okay.
I started off.
It's a long boy, right? How long is the barrel?
So the Beretta that I have is 28 inches.
Okay.
And then I have like an extended muzzle on it. I don't know. I forgot.
Okay.
Dang, I'm blanking out on what it's called. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Extender? I don't know.
No, it's not an extender.
Yeah, it's just like a muzzle brake.
But there you go. Yeah, there you go. Something like that, right? Yeah. I don't remember what it's called now. But yeah, so that probably adds.
Like, or is it like a compensator? It's a compensator, or it's got to be a muzzle brake.
It's like it's a choke. There you go.
Oh, okay.
The choke tube. So I have a full choke on it. So it sticks out like another inch or so past the barrel. So
what does that do? Does that like keep it weighted down or what?
So the full choke, what it does is, so when you shoot, right, you have the shell that comes out of the shotgun
It's ejected.
Yeah.
Ejected.
Huh. So when you shoot it, it basically holds it back, so it won't release as soon. Okay. So it makes your pattern tighter.
Sweet.
So when you shoot it, you know, if you're shooting at a bird so many feet away, depending on how far it is depending on how far the spread is.
Spread. Yeah.
So when you put a full choke on, it tightens that down.
So you're just using bird shot?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet.
So there's like different levels of birdshot, you know. I didn't really realize
you could even do like birdshot, buckshot, rock salt, birdshot.
How do you set up for like duck hunting? You don't scout, obviously, right? You just go out there.
There's some people that are big into scouting, and you know what, their success rate's probably 1,000 times better than mine, right? I wouldn't even say I'm like great at shooting in general as it is, like when it comes to duck hunting, right? It's just such a, there's like, you know, you get target panic and a lot, right? And these birds are flying by. Especially here, you're not getting time to like work.
Oh, the cat's here. Sorry about that. Yeah,
yeah, the cat.
You want to let it out?
Just
let her out. Yeah,
cat's like, let me out. I don't want to hear about you guys. Well,
she can smell the other cats. I'm sure.
I'm a cat lady. Can't help it.
So I don't know. It's a lot of work. You can scout. I have buddies that scout, and they kill it. They kill it.
There's levels, right?
There are. There's levels. I've only been doing it for a few years, so I just kind of
learn.
Where do you go?
So throughout California, there's refuges that you could put in for. So you have to put in a draw. It's like $1.50 per location per day.
That's not bad.
It's not bad until you add it up, because hunting season is from the end of October to the end of January.
Okay.
And you hunt Saturdays, Sundays, and Wednesdays. But if you have 8 locations you put in for throughout California, and you put in for every Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, and it's like $1.50 or whatever per location. Oh, that adds up.
But it's a lottery? Is that what you're saying?
Is it like pulling a tag for it?
It's like a lottery.
Yeah, it's like pulling a tag.
So you don't, like, yeah, it's a dollar, but
And how many ducks can you shoot with that?
So it depends, but in total, you kill 7 ducks.
7? Okay, and that's your max?
That's the limit for the day. Yeah, so.
It's not bad.
Do you take a dog with you?
Yeah, so I have a lab that I bought, so if you guys didn't know, I go full blown. Like, if I get into a hobby, I'm usually all in.
Yeah.
So I went hunting my first year. After my very first hunt, I went and bought a shotgun. And after my very first year, I went and got a lab and trained him how to hunt. So all in. So he's probably better than
I want to learn how to duck hunt.
Yeah. It's a cool experience.
You eat
It's expensive. Yeah. 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 Oh.
Is it good?
You got to make a son.
Duck is good. It can be if you... It just depends on your taste buds. Some people say it's like tastes like rubber if rubber was good.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that's like a decent comparison.
Rubber was good. That's a terrible description.
There's certain ducks that taste good from certain areas.
Okay.
And then there's certain ducks that taste better than other ducks. So my wife, not a big fan.
I've had duck before. I think it's pretty good. It just depends on how you cook it.
I think it depends on how you cook it.
What about a Peking duck? The fried duck? Or they fried the...
No, I never had that. That's what I want.
They have it in... that dim sum place over there on Shaw.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, I've had some duck where I'm like, oh, this is bad. But like the best duck I had was in Sacramento. And we went and spent the night. We went hunting early in the morning, right? It's like 5 in the morning when you go out there, 4 in the morning. It's pretty early. And you don't shoot till 6:30, but that setup just takes, you know, quite a while.
Right.
So we go out, we hunt, we get done. And my buddy we're sleeping in a trailer that night. He just makes it in the trailer. Just salt, pepper, whatever. It was amazing. It's probably some of the best duck I've had.
Dang.
So it really depends. My wife, not a big fan. But if I like get dove, because I go dove hunting too, I'll wrap it in bacon or make like jalapeno poppers out of it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's a lot better.
Are those the two only things you, or those the only two that you hunt, or?
So I've done duck and dove, and then geese. Obviously, okay. Those kind of all go hand in hand, I guess. And then I'm trying to get into bigger game. So last year I went for one deer hunt. I just went one day, and I saw a deer. That's like a success in and of itself in California, because. Yeah. I have a buddy, he went like 13 years, never saw a shootable
buck. Corey got that buck with a bow.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah.
So I recently got into archery.
Oh, okay.
So, I saw that.
Yeah,
do you go to the spot archery and do their little get up, or do you just go somewhere else?
So the spot, they have a location in Fresno, which I've never been to. I think
it's by the gym.
Yeah, I think it's like Sean Valentine or something.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah. And then... but they also have up in the hills off of like 168. Mm-hmm. They have this they have this spot where they set up like 24 targets. I think it's 24 targets, and you go through, you can get a group of buddies, it's like $20 a person, and you can go out and just take your bow and go shoot it. So there's like a traditional compound. So I got into that because my wife's uncle, he makes bows.
Oh, sick.
Nice.
So
what kind of bow do you have?
It's a traditional recurve.
Recurve?
So it's like 46 pounds at like 28 inches. It's pretty light. Okay.
I didn't even know there was different kinds.
So yeah. You need more weight if you have a shorter wingspan. Is that what it is?
No clue. Not necessarily, no.
No clue.
Corey was telling me, because he's like, you got really long arms. He's like, so you need less. He's telling me I needed less weight. Yeah. He's like, because I can draw it more.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works, honestly. But like a traditional bow is more like... just wood and string.
Oh, you're talking about a recurve. I'm thinking about the other ones.
And then the compound bows are like super fancy. They got wheels.
That's what I'm seeing.
They're wild.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
Like I see on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more that goes into them. And like you could pull like a 70-pound, let's just say a 70-pound compound bow, but you only pull that weight for a certain amount, and then it loosens up, and the wheels and all the mechanics do all the work on it. A traditional bow, like if I'm pulling 46 pounds, I'm holding that 46 all the way through.
I see.
So, yeah, after I had my shoulder surgery, like a year, when did I have that?
Not too long ago.
A year ago, right? Year and a half, last January of 2023. What year is it? 2024? Yeah, 2023. After that, I started getting into it. I couldn't even pull like 15 pounds at first. It was so hard, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like holding that. I tore my labrum. Dislocated my shoulder and then fractured my socket.
Yeah, you fucked yourself.
Jesus.
It was pretty fucking bad.
So
at work.
At work. I fell. It was not a cool story at all.
No.
I fell. I just fell down this little hill, and I just fell, I think, wrong, and my shoulder just came out.
Oh,
it was rough.
That sucks.
It was horrible. It took a lot of morphine and fentanyl to get me out of it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So to get started, let's say you wanted to start duck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
What does your budget need to be?
Oh man, it's expensive.
Because like your rifle, obviously, is going to be
if you were going to start and you're going to buy everything, right? It's quite a bit. So like the shotgun itself, I think my first shotgun was a Benelli Supernova. I probably got that for like $500.
Those are just registered. They're pretty inexpensive.
That's not bad. And then like waders, you got to have waders. That's like $100. And then like you got to have camo underneath it, sweater.
Okay.
You know, a jacket.
It's like a hat.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, jacket, a hat. Yeah. And then if you start getting into like decoys, then you got to buy decoys, and those are pretty spicy.
Do you have to do any sound pricey things? Like I know when people hunt like wild game, they have to have like bugle sounds. Yeah. Do you have to do like whistles or anything?
Yeah, we have a duck call. I suck at it. It's like playing a musician or a instrument.
Oh,
it's like being a musician.
Do you have to like move your hand or whatever when you do it? Or
So you're supposed to put it in, and you're supposed to move like your hands. And I don't know. I just let my buddies do it. I have one to look cool, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I've watched videos. I have it in my truck. So sometimes I drive around and I practice it. It sounds great in the truck, you know? And then you go out there. You go out there and I'm probably better off going, duck, come here. Because it's horrible.
It is that same thing. It's like singing in the shower. You have like the acoustics.
Oh, yeah.
He's like walking around just going quack, quack.
Yeah.
Your truck, it sounds good.
I'd probably be better off. Yeah. Hey, duck, come over here. Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot of work. Duck hunting is not easy.
Mm-mm.
No, I feel like anything like that, it takes a lot of
dedication. You have all that, and then you got to hit the birds too, you know? So,
yeah.
So it's an interesting.
Do you like clay shooting? Does that help to do it, I guess, in any way?
So, it's in theory, it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But, like,
but the clay goes a certain way, you know?
Yeah. So, like, the last 2 years, we've gone out clay shooting, you know, a few months before our duck hunting, and we'll go out there and I'll kill it. I'm like, dude, I'm going to do really good this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill so many birds.
Yeah, you just, and I'll go just out lead, you just lead the bead, right? And then,
yeah, I go out there and I'm like, how am I not hitting anything? What the heck's going on? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I think it's just the actual moving. And then birds are not dumb.
Yeah.
You know, dove, maybe. But ducks are not dumb. They see that gun coming up and they'll start flapping around and going all over the place. They know. They know what's coming. Mm. Yeah, they're not stupid birds. Hmm. They're looking down just as much as we're looking up.
Jesus. Yeah, well, they don't want to die. Everyone has an innate fear of dying.
Yeah.
Even they do.
Those birds are going back to each other like, don't go over there. That guy's shooting around everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy went over there and said quack, quack. And I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah,
they're like, well, you know, doesn't sound right.
And you know what makes it hard is so, like, so when you get, like, the fake birds, right, which is like the decoys, and then you have like that sound that you're calling them in. The theory is that you're going to call them in so they get close and then you can hunt them, right? So that way you don't just shoot them and injure them and they fly off and they're going to die later, right? But what happens is when you go to these public refuges is people see birds flying 60 yards away and they're just shooting at them, you know? And then when they're shooting at them, they're scaring all the birds from your area. So you almost don't get the time to like really work them in to take like good shots, you know? So it's a lot of what we say pass shooting.
Okay.
Because so, they're just flying by.
So what's the ideal, like, distance? Yeah.
Say, like, if I was, like, a perfect roll.
You're all point 20, blank. 20,
yeah. Yeah. On the water.
Yeah.
I would say 20, 30 yards.
Just shooting probably. Fish in a barrel,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. 20, 30 yards is really good.
Yeah. What's the target that you're going for?
What do you mean?
Like, when you're shooting the duck, are you just, duck, I'm going to shoot? Or is there a certain part of their little body that you're trying to aim for?
Well, that's what the bird shot's for. It makes a spread.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, right, you want to kind of hit them, like, center mass.
Yeah.
So that way they don't, because you don't want any animal to suffer, right, when you're hunting them. That's, like, not the goal.
Yeah.
So you want them to die right away, essentially. But, like, with the way ammo is in California, now they do steel instead of lead. And those birds usually are surviving a lot more from the shots. So if you don't get, like, good shot placement, yeah, they're surviving. And then if you do get them, right, like, my dog will go pick them up when they're injured. Well, now you got to put them out of their misery. So that's a little rough.
Yeah.
So what do you do at that point when he brings it back and it's still breathing?
Man, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Just like whack it on the side of your truck or what?
No, so some people will take it and smack the head on their gun.
Oh, okay.
And that'll usually knock them out. Some people wring their neck. I have this little tool. It's honestly shaped like that, and it's like a sharp edge.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to take their head down and then shove it in the back of their head.
Oh, almost like instead of like a cow punch, but it's a duck punch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. Yeah, those are pretty much the. If you want to get real oaky on it, I have a buddy that's bit on the bird's head.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Of course.
Dude, you just see Manny out there just like doing the American History X, putting the duck's mouth on the curb.
I haven't done it. It's rough.
Fight the curb.
Yeah.
If they're small, like, you could put your hands up on their side of their body and then squeeze down on their lungs.
Oh, okay.
Put them out. Yeah. I don't know which way is probably the best way, honestly.
Doesn't sound like there's going to be the shot doesn't work.
I mean, the best way is that it goes down with the first hit and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually the best. What you don't want is that your dog brings it back. They're so flapping around. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
I gotta help him out.
And your dog got to be bred for that, right? Usually he comes from a line of hunting dogs.
Yeah. That's pretty sick. My dog's a pretty good natural, right? So it made it easier because I used to train dogs.
Oh, sick.
Before I was ever in law enforcement. So I trained dogs for like 3 years. But I had never trained like hunting dogs. I did more like obedience stuff. So it was a cool experience. I don't know. I still really enjoy it. I really enjoy training dogs. So when I got him, I took that. I was honestly more excited about that for a while than I was like actually me hunting. I was more excited about like, oh, I'm going to train this dog to go, you know, go get these birds.
That's fine.
And then you realize like I probably should have took hunting just as serious because then your dog looks at you like, why aren't you killing anything?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what the hell?
You got a number one draft pick with a seventh string quarterback over here.
You know, it's sometimes like I'll shoot and then my dog will run off. I'm like, hey, come back, dude. I didn't kill the bird. And I feel like he's looking at me and judging me, you know, like, hey, what the hell?
Dude? He is judging you.
Yeah, we've been out here all day, dude.
At the end of the day, he still loves you.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. He might be disappointed.
I wonder about the strategy. What is this? You said you reeled in the birds.
Yeah, so so if birds are flying, right, so sometimes it's what we say they're decoying birds. So they'll be flying over and you start calling, and what you have are these fake birds in the water, and maybe they move, maybe they don't, just depends on what you have, but you make these duck calls, like what Shireen was talking about with the
you draw the birds to
and you draw them in. Okay. And basically what you want them to come in and almost land on
in the water
in the water on your birds, and then at that point you know it's like a guarantee, you know?
I see. Okay.
But that's what's hard, is when you're out hunting these public lands, that normally does not happen. Mm. Maybe like private areas, yeah, you could definitely make it happen.
I see.
Have you done any out of state yet, or are you looking to do any out of state?
So I think if I get better at archery, then I like to do that.
For birds?
Fingers crossed.
So or my turkeys. No, big game. Big game, deer, elk. I mean, turkey,
hog,
pig. Yeah, hog. That'd be cool. My wife's uncle goes to
Texas.
He goes to Africa every 2 years. So that's kind of the goal. Yeah. So what he does, he goes to Africa. He hunts like, you know, really big game. Mm-hmm. And he leaves the meat there for the villages. And then,
that's super nice.
You know, it's crazy.
Brings the head back.
A lot of people are like against that, but they don't realize that the big game hunting is what pays to keep everything preserved.
Yeah. And then I think people also don't realize, like, you don't want to have an overpopulation of certain animals, you know? So.
No, and then you have people like Colorado reintroducing wolves because they think it's necessary, and I'm pretty sure in a few years they're going to have them start hunting wolves because it's going to become a problem.
I think that's what people don't realize. There's a food chain, right? We are at the top of that thing, and if you were to have animals stop killing animals or humans stop killing animals, well then you're going to have this massive overpopulation, and animals ruin things, you know. They ruin crops. They ruin all kinds of things.
The pigs in Texas do that, right?
Yeah.
Even the deer where I work at, I have my coworkers up there, they hate deer because they will go into their yards and eat all of their plants.
Yeah, they'll ruin things.
All of their vegetation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we hate the damn deer.
I mean, look at coyotes, you know. Coyotes. I have family that have a lot of farms, and coyotes ruin their crops.
Coyotes.
Squirrels ruin them, you know. Yeah. And then, like, coyotes, if you have animals, if you live on some properties, they'll come over and kill your chickens. They don't care, you know.
Kill your chickens. They're not worried about cats, any small pets you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's free game to them.
I know they wanted to introduce water buffalo, you know, back into the States, into North America. But that'd be crazy. Like, imagine them, like, walking around the city.
Those things are huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, no, that would destroy freaking...
Those things are massive.
Yeah.
So my wife's uncle has one of those.
They look like a van, dude.
Like, a couple years ago. Yeah, they're massive.
They look like a van.
Big. It's crazy.
You see people, the videos in Yosemite when they're like going to pet them, like getting really close.
Oh my god, I see that with the Yellowstone.
Yeah, the Yellowstone
bison
ones.
And everybody wants to go up there and pet them.
Yeah, people are numb. Yeah. I'm like, hey, leave them alone.
These are freaking wild animals.
They don't know you.
They don't care.
There's a video
about
of these people petting a cub.
Yeah.
And someone's like, once that mom gets there, it's going to kill
crazy.
You.
Yeah, like, what do you guys... You always see these videos, right, of, like, people trying to take selfies with these big animals. You're like, hey, leave that animal
they
alone.
Don't know
you know?
And there's a lady with a shark. She was trying to, like, help it, and the shark just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Is that
her
what
arm.
Happened?
Yeah. It was hilarious. There's, like, a shark. It almost looks beached. And she's, like, trying to go over there and, like, move it back in the water. And instead, the shark just turns around and just like, bites her arm.
I mean, it's one thing, like, you want to help, like, an animal like that, you know? But
that's
it's, like...
a predator, though. Like, he's going
to
eat you.
You better be ready to lose a limb.
Yeah.
You're going to try to pull a shark in, right? It'd be one thing, like, if you're going to keep throwing water on it until somebody, like, you know, professional gets there. But, yeah, I just saw another video of a guy doing the same thing.
Oh, he took pulled it back. Yeah, I see that one.
He pulled it back in, and I was like, hey, that dog.
But he's all smiling right back at the camera.
Hey,
like,
that shark's far enough, dude. Let it go. And he kept going with it.
Yeah,
and once it got into the water deep enough, it turned around.
Just bit
and the guy went under. You're like, oh, dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Nobody went in to help that guy either.
Oh, no. Yeah.
His friends were all recording, and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
have you seen the video? The video of, like, I think it's a crocodile or alligator getting the baby hippo? And all the adult hippos come.
Hippos are underrated.
And they just, like, whoop his... Dude, it looks like Jon Snow in the middle of, like, all the people when he's stuck. That's what the crocodile looked like. Because they were just stomping on him.
I don't think... Yeah, and like, people don't realize how violent hippos
are. Oh, yeah.
It's a wild animal. I didn't know that either.
In Africa,
I learned that on Reddit.
In Africa, they're, like, the most deadliest animal.
Yeah.
In South America...
In Colombia, too.
No, in Colombia, they're not. They don't kill people. They don't kill people in like in
Colombia. Got the nice hippos.
They got the nice. They do have the nice.
You know what's crazy?
They have no morals in Colombia.
No predators there.
You know what's crazy in Colombia? There was never any in Colombia. Pablo Escobar flew them in, and they just started breeding.
Oh, yeah,
and they over just populated.
Yeah, that's crazy. But they're not violent there. They're all just in Africa.
That's crazy.
That's
dang. That's good. No, that's good.
Yeah,
fun fact,
dude. Animals are fucking wild, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What was the question you were gonna ask?
I was gonna ask you guys, when you guys do like a little road trip, like what's the snack you guys get when you stop at the gas station? But I was gonna ask for two drinks, one caffeinated, one regular, and then what three snacks you get. I just wanted to see because you just went somewhere and I'm gonna go somewhere. Yeah, no, but I just wanted to know. Like,
dang, that's good.
Gardettos, peanut M&Ms, what?
Gardettos?
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
They're like Chex Mix, but with
bomb
garlic salt.
Yeah. Gardettos, peanut M&Ms, trail mix.
And what are your two drinks?
Always some iced coffee, water.
Oh, okay, sick. Yeah. I think you can exclude water with something else. I feel like everyone takes water in their car, anyways.
I don't know. No. Iced tea, maybe.
That's a tough
it's
one.
Usually, it's gay. Always going to either be like water or coffee. No, there's sick, really right? No other option for me.
Shoot. I'd say an energy drink guaranteed. Gotta have one. Okay. I'm probably going to slam two of them. And then,
well, let's just say you're getting like a 20 ounce.
What did you get? Like a 20 ounce. Energy drink.
Yeah. Monsters or Rockstars?
Red Bull.
No. So Bang. If I had to pick between those, Celsius. I'd say Monsters. I don't like Celsius.
Have you had the Rockstar Focus, the ones with the lion's mane?
Yeah, I don't like any rock stars.
What do you like? What's your?
So I like Ghosts. Ghosts are good.
Okay.
Ghosts are good.
Yeah, and I go.
I was doing Bangs for a while.
I used to be obsessed with those. That was my pre-workout.
Yeah,
drink.
They almost got too sweet.
Yeah, you get Bangs and Fred all the time.
Yeah, sugar-free Monsters. Anything sugar-free is good. I'm good with
sugar-free.
That.
What snacks would you do?
So,
beef jerky. Forgot about that one too.
I like gummy bears.
Oh,
on
sweet.
Road trips. I don't know why. So I'll do gummy bears. Maybe like some spicy Dorito nachos.
Ooh,
nice. One more.
Damn, a third one, huh? It's got to be either like Reese's Cup or peanut butter.
Okay, so something sweet to combat the salty.
Well, yeah, with my I'm a big sweet tooth. I don't do a lot of salty stuff. So, and I actually didn't know I was allergic to or that I'm not allergic to peanuts until I was 30. So I like every day I'm eating peanuts or peanut butter. Yeah. It took me 30 years to figure it out.
Out on.
Yeah,
is it like a big allergy? Dude,
no, I'm not allergic.
Oh, okay.
So for my
So you are or you're not?
I'm not allergic to peanuts,
but
I'm allergic to almost every other like tree nut.
Well, peanuts are nuts.
They're
legume.
Yeah,
so, like, they just
say peanuts. When I was a kid, I would react to like almonds real bad, and then peanuts were the same thing. I would react. I get like an itchy throat.
Oh, dang!
And then when I was like 30, I think I went to an allergist, and I was telling her like, "Yeah, I'm allergic to nuts and peanuts," and she goes, "Oh, I don't." And I had done a blood test like a few years before that, and she goes, "Let me see that blood test." So I show her because I have it on my phone, and she goes, "I don't think you're allergic to peanuts." I said, "Nah, I am." She goes, "I don't think you are." So she goes, "She's like, we could do a 4-hour, basically like
it's a stress test." Yeah.
So I went in for 4 hours with some like Reese's peanut butter cups, and I hated peanut butter and the smell.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and like I'd eat like the smallest crumb, and then 15 minutes later, a slightly bigger crumb, and then at the end of the 4 hours, I ate like an entire peanut butter cup. And she goes, "Yeah, you're not allergic. You're good." That's it. That's how I found out. I was like, "Holy crap!
Nice,
yeah."
Well, that's good.
Fred, what are your snacks and drinks?
Drinks, either Monster or Rockstar.
Nice.
Or Red Bull, sugar free. A diet or Coke Zero.
Coke those are pretty good. Actually, those Coke Zeros. Yeah. I fuck with those.
Yeah. Or Diet Mountain Dew. Snacks, beef jerky.
That's a good one.
I'm not doing keto.
Like you're not on a diet for
fast
this.
Break. I'll still look at beef jerky.
Fast breaks,
the Reese's ones.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Dude, those are really good. Yeah, that and the energy drink. They're so good.
Ooh.
And then one more snack. Some chips.
Can never go wrong with some chippies.
Nice.
Yeah, some kind of chip.
Yeah, chips are nice.
Yeah, no, for me.
I feel like I could guess yours.
Go for it.
Beef jerky.
Yeah.
Some form of gummy candy.
No.
Really?
Don't lie.
No.
All right, go.
So now I do jerky.
No,
because it's I drive every day for work. That's why.
Okay.
So usually it's jerky.
Yeah, turn down the meat.
Then I'll do barbecue seeds to keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third thing. Oh my god, I just blanked out right now. What was the third
producer,
one?
What's the third one?
Yeah, I forgot. It's barbecue seeds, jerky, seeds. And like kettle chips.
Mm. Yeah,
kettle chips. That's so sweet, salty. Huh? Oh, you said you, yeah. No, but I'm saying you like salty
stuff. Yeah. And then I'll do, sometimes I'll take out the chips, my bad. Spicy pork rinds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never had them.
Oh, God, you suck.
They're pretty good. They're good. I can't say they're bad.
You know what?
They're
good. The nerd ropes. Have you guys had the nerd
ropes? Yeah.
Those are so good.
Yeah.
You know, now they make them like in little
clusters. Balls. Clusters, oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to call them balls.
No, sorry. So they're not the nerd ropes.
I was being politically correct.
Manny's like, I eat them two at a time with one rope in the middle.
Hold them both like this. I throw them in at once.
No, it's not the nerd rope. It's something else. It's like some other rope candy. Damn it. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm not going to remember the name.
It's some does it have the nerds on it?
No,
it
doesn't. He's talking about red vines.
No, not red vines. Not
Twizzlers?
Sour Punch Twizzlers. No.
Are you talking about the ones where you can tear it?
Yes.
Or it's like the
Twizzlers. The red one?
No, not Twizzlers.
What color is it?
There are a bunch of different colors.
Are you talking about like the rips?
Sour Punch Straws.
The rips? They're like
Sweet Tarts?
Yes.
Oh, Sweet Tart ropes. Okay, cool.
Sweet Tart ropes, yes.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
I've never had them.
Yeah, those are really good. My wife like introduced me to those. Those are really good.
I don't think I've had those before.
They're really good.
I'll take your word for it.
Recommend.
Hey, do you fuck with Uncrustables now that you eat?
Oh, dude.
They're just.
Let me. Hey, for a while, I think my body was made of Uncrustables. After I found out,
you could eat peanuts and peanut butter.
Oh, dude, I was terrible. Game changer. I was eating peanut butter like several times a day because I had never.
Are you a chunky or smooth guy?
Oh, I'm smooth.
Okay,
for
cool,
sure.
Cool.
Yeah, smooth for sure. Especially because, like, I don't know. I just don't like the chunky peanut butter.
I eat both.
I love crunchy.
Yeah.
My wife thinks it's weird.
So I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever had an energy drink with an Uncrustable?
I probably have, but not that I could think
about.
Try it,
dude. It's good.
It's an interesting combination. I can almost guarantee that I've done it, but I don't think I really thought about it.
Oh, I do that every day. Yeah, I do it every day. Yeah.
They're so good. It's just two bites and you're done. You need like three
My coworkers would be like, what grown man eats? I'd eat them every day.
Don't stop being gay.
I had one on Monday and I didn't give a fuck. I'm like,
I was like, dude, these are great. I just grab them on the go. You know, I eat them frozen still. They're good, dude. It's like ice cream and peanut butter at the same time.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
He says energy drinks because he can't have milk.
That's why he says that.
Yeah. No, but I will have a green tea or whatever.
Energy drink with a PB&J. Yeah, that's why that makes more sense.
No, but also have like a green tea or something if we go get like coffee.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
Oh man. And
slightly homosexual.
Slightly my ass.
Yeah.
Like sketch.
It's just a joke, guys. It's not true.
We were talking about that before the podcast sketch.
That's right. Okay, so what happened? I don't.
Oh, he's like.
What I miss? How late was I? Actually, I was not late.
Do you know who Sketch is?
He's an internet personality.
What's up, brother?
Yes.
Oh, that's who that guy is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Special player.
So there's this weirdo kid. Yeah. And I guess like he does that thing, but something popped up where he's doing.
He went viral. Basically, he'd be on Twitch. I think Twitch
playing Madden,
playing a lot of Madden, and then he had this saying he would say, and I'm probably gonna mess it up. It's like special teams, special players.
Yeah,
and then he'd go, "What's up, brother?" Something like that.
Right? Oh my God.
Yeah, that was like his thing, and he went viral for it, and like an overnight sensation. Instantly started becoming like a streamer. Started doing like vlogs with random, you know, YouTube famous,
overnight
I guess,
fame.
Celebrities. I don't know what you'd call them. And he's kept up with it.
He like, introduced, like, he like did with. Like,
oh, yeah. The Houston Texans draft pick. Mm-hmm. One of those said draft picks.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. And so he was a Houston Texans fan. That was his big thing.
So what's the downfall?
That's actually really cool.
His downfall?
Or what happened? What?
So his downfall, I guess, and it sounds like he might survive it now, but. Before I think he's 20.
Oh God, I've never seen that face before.
Yeah, I think he's 20 before he ever became famous. I guess he was on OnlyFans doing some, you know,
guy on guy stuff.
Some island boy stuff.
Some island, yeah.
But it was pretty. It's you know, pretty. But,
like nobody saw it coming. Nobody saw.
So
it
somebody.
I was gonna say that. I hate you.
Somebody exposed him for it. And so it's somebody started posting photos like, hey, this is him. Look at the glasses. And he actually came out and admitted it.
Yeah, know what, though? I feel with the admitting, it's like, all right. Yeah, I did it. I needed money.
Yeah, I think he owned it. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. He said that when it came out, he was going to off himself.
He set it up like he was gone.
One of the I don't know who these people are, but he looks young.
What's his name? FaZe.
FaZe something.
The main FaZe guy.
FaZe Bank.
FaZe Bank. Yeah, he.
You know, I don't know anything about him, but for some reason, I've heard his name before, and that's the only one that like, popped into my head. Yeah,
FaZe Bank.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. He saved his life. I think
saved his life, literally. Yeah, yeah. Told him to come back. Yeah.
Text him like, hey, nah, dude, it's all cool. We're all good, and he came back. But it was funny because. I don't know if you saw his sketch release this little, and I don't know much about this guy, but it sounds like I do, right? Because I know all his story. But he released this little thing basically saying, like, yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
And then he it actually made me laugh. He's like, I did not have sexual relations with that man. He goes, well, maybe I did. I was like, all right, wait. Well,
it's also obviously somebody was on there looking for it.
Yeah.
But that guy isn't going to get told nothing.
No. Yeah, it was definitely a fan, you know, an ex-fan that brought it out.
That's so weird, dude.
Probably got mad because he wasn't doing it no more.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's probably why it came out.
That's insane, man. Yeah, I saw it pop up and I was like, oh. I sounded like it was something gay, but I didn't like follow, I didn't follow through with it.
It's weird that he got some, no, I don't even think he got that much hate. I see a lot of positive.
Was that recent?
I think it was just shocking. It was like 2 weeks ago or something.
Oh. Yeah, it had to be like this.
Well, because like people were saying like, huh?
It happened Tuesday.
Oh Jesus! Oh my bad.
Yeah. Listen, I am so far behind on so much stuff.
People were saying like, oh, we saw him leave with girls. Like, what the heck? He left the bar with this girl. Every
trans.
I'm like, well, who knows?
You know,
you never know now.
Yeah, you never do.
How old is he?
Like 20.
I think he's 20. Early, 20, maybe 21 now.
Yeah.
But okay. I think he started that back when he was like 18.
Jesus. Can you imagine just turning 18 and you're like, I'm going to go on OnlyFans and just do some gay shit.
He said he was on drugs. Like he was like, he had like a lot of addiction problems.
Oh, damn.
So,
yeah addiction. Sorry, guys.
What, hit him in the face?
Huh? Oh, no.
His uncle.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I get I mean it is
for the record it was not his uncle, right?
It was his brother.
Jesus,
what are you gonna do?
No, I mean I'm not gonna do anything. It doesn't affect me, so it doesn't.
I was actually surprised though, especially like now in like today's age, that he got so much flashback.
That's
I'm like, honestly, all of a sudden people care, like, why do you guys care now
for that age group too? Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe people feel betrayed, you know? I don't know.
Like, I think everybody really like just preys on certain people's downfall.
But if you're like,
yeah, I agree.
But think about it. You know, he said he was like, besides my addiction joke, he said he was addicted to whatever substance he was. At that point, he only cared about getting that substance. Yeah, he didn't care what way he got it, you know, if it meant.
I must have missed that part. I didn't realize that he had some addiction.
Yeah, it was like addiction problems. Yeah, drugs.
Yeah, I also just didn't care too much about following up with it. It just popped up.
He was in that same video. He talks about it.
I just saw a clip on like TikTok or whatever.
No, like I said, I saw it pop up and I knew. Not, I was like, "Who's this guy?" But now that you guys said
what's up, brother?
Yeah.
That guy, he did, man, overnight. Well, it's like that girl with that Hawktua girl.
Okay, and now she's
built a whole brand off of
it. Yeah, okay, so
that's good.
Here's the thing about that.
Dating Zach Brown, who's like 30 or 40.
Oh, is she dating
like 21? Him? 21. He swooped on her.
See, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about that.
He wanted to see the Hawktua, dude.
At least the other kid, he was like streaming and doing all this stuff and, you know, whatever. I don't know she anything else that she's done besides like saying that she's Jack Dawson's dick, you know, like that, you know, that's not.
She what?
Oh, you never seen a Titanic
video? Oh, yeah. Where he's
and he's spitting outside of the ship.
Oh, that's why I said Jack Dawson. Got it. I get it now. That was like,
sorry. I'll come up with weird references here and there. But like, other than that, like, even when you saw her with like Shaq, it's like, none of these people really care that you're there. They don't even want the vibe that you're viral right now.
She's viral right now.
Yeah, because like, at least the other kid.
Everybody's talking about her.
At least the other kid, you're like, yo, this is a pretty good streamer. We play games together, you know, this and that, you know.
Yeah.
But she's gonna have her own show or something like that. She's starting her own show.
What's she gonna do?
She's been on podcasts.
Her personality is different, so I could see how she went viral. Like, not everybody has that personality.
What personality? Now I want to know. So what's her personality like? Because like, what, she's just, she's like
bubbly,
a,
she's
so funny. She's an OnlyFans girl without the OnlyFans
is
yet,
she
or
OnlyFans
what?
Girl?
No, she's not.
No, but see, that's what I said. She
she's really just known for that one thing. Yeah. You know? If it, I mean, it was
it's
pretty funny 15 video.
15 minutes
though.
Of fame.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll lead
that
to
that clip
else.
That
maybe
she it had. It was very funny, but like, you know, when it goes on TikTok and it goes viral like that, I mean, I guess, you know, strike while the iron's hot. Why not?
Oh, that's true. Whatever. You know? Make your money.
Yeah, make your money.
Yeah.
It's like, is it more dumb that she's doing that, or would it be more dumb if she didn't strike
on
that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's more dumb that people are just like, oh my god.
It makes me wonder, like, man, I should go out to clubs more often.
You know, hot twos?
Does do interviews. Yeah.
Just do
maybe
interviews.
Not that part. Just come up with clever sayings, you know, when I'm out.
You know what? There are, they're showing today that there are girls trying to do that, like trying to make like a, oh, well, I just do this or whatever. And they're like, you're getting copycats now because they're seeing that they can, there's a
I mean, if you go to like a lot of these guys that interview these drunk girls out of outside of clubs, a lot of them say dumb things, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
It's just that one that just takes off.
You know, it's crazy. It's only out of two towns. Can you guess them?
Nashville and
Austin,
Texas.
No, there we go. You got it.
Oh, Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that one as the second one.
Austin, is that where that one was from?
Nashville. But
I know Nashville's
the other
one. Nashville popped off over the last few years. Apparently, that's where everybody wants to have their bachelorette party.
Nashville's big for bachelor.
I've been to both of those spots. They're really nice.
I initially wanted to do mine there, and then all my buddies were like, hey, we're too brown.
Keep going. Yeah. You're good. I've never been. My friend wanted to go.
I feel like you'd
They're
be
both
fine,
nice.
Dude.
They're both really nice.
My friend wanted to go.
I would
there.
Be fine, dude. I'd wear jeans and cowboy boots. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, but then my brown brothers, you know, I don't
They'd be fine.
But yeah. They felt like they were too Indian for it.
Nah.
For the
I think
cowboy
be fine.
Boots?
For Nashville. That's back when I we were talking about my bachelor party. I was like, oh, let's do it in Nashville. And they're like, dude, we're too brown for that.
You know? How long have you been there?
You wanted to go to Nashville?
That's since 2016.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I think you're, you were married already, and I think you had your first son when I met you.
So I had my son was in 2017 was born in April 2017 and then I started jiu-jitsu
a few months after that.
I started jiu-jitsu in August of 2017
because we were in that tiny little warehouse
that's when I started and then a few months after that they moved to that other location and then I did it for like a year and a half.
So you just did it on and off?
Yeah, so I did it. It's funny because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, man, how long have I been doing it? So when I first started, it was August of 2017. Mm-hmm. And I did it pretty consistent till like January of 2019. Yeah. And then I got into a new gig at work, which was super demanding. Like, always on call, working nights. I'd be working crazy hours. So then it was kind of just on and off for a few months where I'd go to class, wouldn't go, and then I would go. And then I took...
You're out for a while.
I think like a couple years off. So that was in 2019. So I went back for COVID. Right before COVID hit, I went back for like 2 months and then COVID hit and then everything shut down. And then
Did you go before COVID?
Roots.
Same one.
You were there at Roots?
Yeah, so I went to Roots. You used to go to that class, the night class.
We
used to go to that heavy duty class, dude.
The thick boy class, that's what I call it, man.
I was going to the normal classes.
I don't think I ever saw you. Did I ever see you?
Yeah, we've seen each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went for, like 2017 to, I'm telling you, like January 2019, I was going two times a week at least, maybe three. But then, and then I took off from 2020 to like 20, and that's when I took like a 2 or 3 year hiatus. Mm. And then I went back to ground control for a couple months, months.
Oh, man.
I think that was 5 months.
You were at ground control too? I don't remember you.
I'd go to that 5 a.m. class.
You, oh, okay.
5 a.m.
Yeah,
there's a 5 a.m. class?
No.
Yeah, with the, what's his name?
Okay.
So I went to that for like four
your
months.
Your drills classing?
Just hit workouts.
Hardcore class.
He just did a bunch of drills. That's what Desmond was known for.
It was already hard enough to convince myself to wake up at like 4:30 to get there at 5.
Dang.
And then I'd get there and we'd do like hardcore cardio. And
oh my
like,
gosh. I'm thinking about
pretty sweet gym,
though. Dude, I'm thinking about it now. I could barely function the more. I do not make my...
Oh, it's rough, dude.
Yeah, no. So...
You have to be on it too, because you're leading everything.
Yeah,
but he just gets to tell the people to do something. Oh, well, you got to demonstrate it, huh?
You have to demonstrate or show it.
Yeah. I don't do the concept of
coaching is interesting because you have to explain it in any different way in all forms.
But Desmond does like hit
workouts.
No, dude.
Yeah, like we would.
HIIT workout, and Amber would go sometimes. I'm like, why are you coming they to were the damn early they were class?
Hardcore. I mean, we do like these wheelbarrow things.
Yeah, see, I can have
kind of shit. To me, that's like a waste.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. We're working. Yeah, I won't make my class do that.
No,
it was rough. So I think that kind of, not to knock it at all. I mean, everybody has their own style.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, it was like becoming unmotivating.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, dude, I'm waking up early and I'm doing this like hardcore cardio work, yeah, which is fine. Well, you know,
yeah.
But it just wasn't really working for me.
People go for jujitsu, you know, yeah, like you go to that for jujitsu.
So I, that's when I stopped.
If you do that for the first like 10 minutes,
yeah,
get your blood pumping. I get but tired if after that's the entire five, majority yeah of the class, like,
it was like 30 minutes, I'd say. That's and then like I put my son in it. Into that's what, yeah, that's when I found Elite after that, because you guys were going there.
Yeah,
my neighbor had his kids in Elite, so I put my son in Elite in October of 2023. So just a few, what, hold on, 2022. Like sorry,
longer than that.
2022.
Yeah. Dang, so your kids been going there that time?
Almost 2 years.
I didn't even know you were there that long.
Yeah, so well, October you would sit of 2022. There and
watch because you're still recovering.
Yeah, because yeah, so
because I remember dude, seeing you, I was like, dude, I haven't seen you in a long time. My jiu-jitsu
career has been rough. So
you could have been a purple belt.
October of 2022. Yeah, I put my son in it. December of 2022, I promoted at work as a sergeant. So then I got to get out of like all these demanding units that I was in. So mm-hmm, always being on calls, all that. I was like, oh, perfect, dude. I'm going to get back into jits.
Nice.
A month as a sergeant, I go dislocate my shoulder,
yeah, dude,
tore my labrum.
It's
and I was
not even funny. I'm
I think
sorry.
I got hurt on a Saturday, and I had every intention of going to Elite on Monday and signing up.
Oh,
and
no.
I went and got hurt. I think it was like January 2nd.
You would have been
hurt.
A brown belt
if you would have stuck with it. Yeah, if I stuck with it from back in 2017.
Yeah.
Man. Nah, he'd be a purple belt.
I'd be a purple belt. Oh, yeah, because she had just.
That's when you just started?
She I started had in just, 2016.
Yeah, she had just promoted to blue, already. I think, when I started.
Yeah.
You were blue for a few months before that when I started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, purple brown.
Yeah, yeah.
I still feel like
but you know what? I'll say this, like, and I tell people this all the time. I don't know if it's like a mentality change or I don't know what it is, but I feel like I take jiu-jitsu way more serious now than I did back then. Yeah. Yeah, I think like mentally, I think I focus on it more outside of the gym. Like I'm always watching videos, Hank, you know.
I think a lot of it too. I remember when you started, we had a lot of lower belts back then.
A lot.
Our highest rank that we rolled with was a purple belt.
Yeah, you're right.
We never had any brown belts. The black belt that instructed us never rolled with us.
Yeah.
So it was majority white belts, blue, and we had like one purple belt.
Yeah.
And now with Elite, what I like so much is that we have a really good variety.
Yeah, we got a handful of black belts.
We now have four black belts at our gym.
White belts are the minority.
Yeah,
literally.
It's nasty, dude. And it's not even just like there's some gyms and that maybe you're like, oh yeah, they promote early, but it's not even that. These higher belts at Elite are all beast, dude. They're tearing it up. So
and I'm the worst one.
No, I'm not even.
Dude, it's
you get so excited when you see like
I'm a colored, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm really enjoying Elite right now, dude.
It's,
honestly,
yeah,
really
I think it's cool, especially for the lower belts, because you guys have the advantage of getting to train with more experienced competitors and just athletes on the mat.
Yeah.
Whereas I know when we started, we literally just had white belts and blue belts.
And it's funny because I don't train under Marty ever.
That's what sucks.
That's funny, dude.
Honestly, never. Yeah.
Dude, he's great.
Crazy.
Yeah,
he's great.
Never. I think when I first started, there was like 2 weeks when I had day shift training, mm-hmm, so I was able to come to night classes. I was like, man, that's great. And then, I realized I could only come like Thursday nights, and then Friday nights nogi, and it's not my thing right now. And then I was doing with Hank Monday, Friday afternoons, and then Hank left. So,
oh man, you can just funny? See your style. I already know that's a Hank class.
I was just telling Marty that I haven't came to like one of his gi classes in like months.
His gi classes?
I only do no gi, and then I come Thursday, and that's Ammer. Shout out to Ammer for getting his black belt.
Yeah,
congrats, brother.
Yeah, congrats,
good
brother.
For him, dude.
And
killed it.
But yeah, like I told him, I was like, dude, I haven't done a gi class in a while. I was like, we only roll when it's open mat,
right?
Yeah.
I fucking love
Sundays. I only see Marty on open mats. Yeah.
I love Sundays. They're so chill. You Sundays know what you're going to get. It's
We need more white belts to come to open mat on Sundays.
So
not a lot come.
From his fundamentals class, he said that they're kind of intimidated to come to the normal class or the earlier class.
All those dirty blue belts keep hurting them.
Yeah, they're too intimidated to come to the adult class.
I like rolling with the higher belts and get my ass whipped. I don't know. I enjoy it.
Tit for tat, dude. I'm telling you. Yeah, you I get one, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's a, anytime Shireen's like, let me work, I might get one, you know? And then, like, the next little hand slap, when we go, it's a lot harder. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, shit, she's coming out now. Full force, dude. Dude,
that happened to me. I think the first time, I think I caught Taylor on something, and then he just, like, amped it up. Dude, he put Spinal Tap to 11, dude. Like, I was just like,
Well, yeah, Taylor's, man, he's tough. I fucking love
going with Taylor. We've had a year-long competition going on.
Yeah,
Taylor's and every tough. Week we reset on who's the dominant one.
Yeah, because you guys focus on who, or you guys challenge each other on who's top on tapping who more people, round. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are assholes for that.
It's fucking no. I mean, amongst the two of us, not on everybody
else. Yeah, it's just a friendly competition.
I thought you guys always on who taps more people that
day. Oh, that's fucked. No, I probably.
I thought you guys were doing that. No,
what happened?
I feel like that would be more of a game to do with you.
With what?
How many taps you got in a day?
Oh, I'll just wrestle her.
Yeah. No, Taylor, it's fun because it's. I don't know.
What's funny because with Taylor, when I first came over, like he was super nice, right? Like to almost like taking me under his wing a little bit, you know, give me tons of advice. Oh my god, dude,
he traded you in for me.
No, did he?
Dude, he went from one brown boy to another.
We're little trophy brown guys.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm gonna take one of the little exotic ones.
Yeah, so he was like super helpful.
Exotic one.
I'd go to those classes and he'd always offer up a ton of advice, let me work.
Dude, he would message me Friday night. If I was going to go Saturday and what I wanted to work on.
Oh, no way. He didn't go that far with me. He just helped me in class. So, but he would always like volunteer to, you know, be my partner in class or whatever. And then recently I started rolling with him and I'm like, hey, this guy's smashing the hell out of me, dude. I'm like, hey, what happened to Nice Taylor? He's like, oh, well, you're getting better now. I'm like, dude, can we go back?
Yeah, that happens.
Can we go back to when I was really bad, you know, and you just took it easy and let me do things?
No, he's amazing.
That says a lot, though, because that means you're getting better.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of a compliment. Yeah. It's a little bit of a compliment. And then every once in a while, I realize that I still suck. You know, I'll roll with Fred, and Fred's sweeping me, and I'm like, you're not even moving, dude.
It's not even fair to go with Freddy,
I'm telling
you,
whenever I roll with one of his students, it's like a miniature Fred.
Oh, really?
Every time like I roll with one of them, I'm like, this is fucking... Last time, one was spamming he's trying to do like the takedowns that you do, like the low singles or like things that you do. Like
they pay attention.
I'm like, you train under Fred, huh? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to choke you right now.
It's interesting when you can tell who takes what.
Who's training?
Yeah. For you, and like I can see Henry.
Yeah, 100%. I can see the Hank style.
Yeah. I get that a lot. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Like with Hank, kind of going back to like this whole what I'm doing outside of the gym, and me and him. On Instagram or whatever, or even text, we're sending each other videos all the time.
All day.
And, like, always talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where my focus on, you know, because I'll go to open mats and he maybe sent me a video and I'll go through and I'll start watching it in between rounds. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to practice this round.
Before we start a round, he'll tell me, I'm going to try to do something I saw on
Instagram. Every Sunday
and I'm like,
morning.
Every fuck, Sunday. I'm about to get embarrassed.
I sent him a video like this past weekend and he goes, I'm going to try that on Shireen on Sunday. Just so you have something on Sunday.
So he'll literally send me some stuff and then I'll look at him. I'm like, you sent me this video, and I start laughing because I know he can't get it, and he gets mad.
Yeah, he's good at shit like that, dude. I don't know. But I cater my game after his a lot. He's really good, and he's fun to roll with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, real, lets you work a lot.
Like, I can't get out of it, dude.
Yeah, it's for nasty, me with but Hank, he lets you work.
I think I have, like, I appreciate the runs with him more just because when I started, he was there on the mat.
Yeah.
Him and Stanley, like, from who I train with on a daily basis right now, those are the ones that I pretty much started with, and he was the first person I ever tapped.
Yeah, it's crazy how many people from
makes me feel good.
Hank from the old gym have come over, you know, to a lot.
It feels good. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it feels right, I guess.
Yeah. I think definitely made it easier for me to start back up, to be like, oh, okay. I mean, I went to Roots, I didn't know anybody.
I didn't know anybody when I started training either.
Same thing. Are you Amber? Randomly.
I knew nobody.
I didn't know anyone.
No one.
But yeah, I think that's the hardest thing for people to get into jiu-jitsu, you know, it's kind of getting past that.
Well, I got paired up with Taylor.
Past that fear. I think Taylor was my first partner at Elite too. Yeah, I think the first day I went there.
Sorry, bro.
I know.
Calm down, dude. Hey, I'm not trying to steal him, dude.
My first class, I drilled on a dummy. my coach had me drilling on a dummy, doing like neon belly drills, going back and forth for like an hour. He's like, if you come back on Monday, I'll actually have you train with a person. I was like, okay. So they were doing like no-gi open mat, and I had no idea what the fuck they were doing, and it worked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it.
I think it's cool when you walk. It's like when I first started jiu-jitsu, right? The way I got into it was I did Muay Thai like before law enforcement ever. But I only did for, don't say it's fine. I only did for like 2 weeks. It wasn't my thing. It was like 2-3 weeks. I was like, it's not my thing. I had wrestled for a couple years as a kid. But then one day when I was at work, not one day, but multiple days when I was at work, I had like pulled somebody over, and there's one guy that was like, he was mad, right? That I pulled him over. And he asked me, he goes, hey, do you roll? And I'm like, what's that? I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Do I roll? He goes, oh, well, you know, I do jiu-jitsu. And he's all mad at me, right? He's been kind of being upset. And he's like, well, come to the gym and I'll give you a free week trial.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't like this, dude. I don't like this feeling that this guy has over me right now. So I think 2 weeks after that, I walked into Roots and I was like, I'm going to go start training.
Was it the coach that you pulled over?
No, it was just some
guy.
Some random dude.
Oh, yeah.
Some one-stripe white belt.
Hey, he's wearing the belt as he's training. Right. Is that what you pulled him over? He didn't have a seatbelt on?
No, I pulled him over because he was on his cell phone.
Oh, nice. And everyone does that now.
His reasoning after that was, he claimed that he had his phone in his hand and a receipt, like a paper receipt, was over the phone, and that's what he was looking at. I'm like, oh, okay. Was it?
Yeah. Did you ask for the receipt?
Huh?
Did you ask for the receipt?
No, I didn't care because I'm like, dude.
Even then, you still can't.
I was right next to your car, dude. Yeah, like I was on my motorcycle, you know, back when.
Oh,
I was
you did motorcade.
Yeah, I was on motors.
And
I stared at him for a while. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, so hey, you ride nice then, huh?
Yeah, I did for a while.
So hard right now.
I want to know about your thoughts about law enforcement and jiu-jitsu. Do you think every law enforcement should train jiu-jitsu?
Should have some kind of training, at least
a blue belt.
Yeah, so our defensive tactics instructor at my department, he's a jiu-jitsu black belt.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
But the issue is that we only train like defensive tactics
once a year or whatever.
Once every 2 years.
Oh, damn.
Is what's required.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. But it's up to everybody to go out on their own and train.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. I think everybody should do it. I don't think once every 2 years is obviously enough. Dude, I take 2 weeks off from jits and I come back and I'm like, suck.
Yeah. You know, cardio has to catch back up.
Yeah. And honestly, it's humbling. Right. And I think for law enforcement, when it comes in, is like to go into a gym and admit like, hey, I'm in law enforcement, and then go get my ass whooped by that person for the next hour,
a civilian,
and then week after week after week getting my ass whooped.
Yeah,
right. I think it takes a lot to put that ego aside and to be able to do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's important. I think everybody should do it, and I try not to preach it too much to my officers because I don't want to seem like I'm pushing it, you know what I mean? But I bring it up a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, you guys. And so my lieutenant at my work, he's also a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and then I have a lot of buddies now that all train. So even when I can't, because my schedule doesn't allow me to go into elites classes all the time, on my days off, we're still trying to get together and train. So it's constantly going.
I want to go.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, and you guys are welcome.
Oh, my God. Are you guys down?
Yeah.
TVM versus.
Dude, please invite us.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I show up as a perp?
I actually hit up Taylor and Jeff this past.
Oh, nice.
When did I go? I think I went Tuesday. It was random. Like, hit me up Monday night. My buddy, like, hey.
Where do you go?
Went to Halo for that one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, we went there. Not too long ago.
Well, your friend, the black belt, he's come to open mat a few times.
Yeah.
Is he in law enforcement as well?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Omit that.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of that later.
Yeah, get rid of that.
We're not supposed to say names.
They don't know what we're talking about.
But yeah. So yeah, he's a black belt at Halo. He'll open up the gym, and then it's like a little mini open mat. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
And it's nothing serious, but yeah, a few of us. And I told him last time, I said, hey, you care if I hit? He goes, nah, hit up whoever you want from Elite, because the more the better, you know?
Nice. It really is. I mean, all you really need is just one person, but if you have a few more bodies.
PMA does a law enforcement class.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. For free. Anybody law enforcement wants to come in, and they do it on. It's random. Maybe once or twice a Friday, they'll do it. I mean, I'm sorry. Once or twice a month on a Friday, they'll do it. And then Halo is kind of doing something similar now too. So I think, I mean, I think it's good. It just intrigues more people to come in. And I think cops feel more comfortable
if there's more cops.
If there's nice, like a class like full of cops, group, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's usually what the hiccup is, so that people, officers don't want to come in and then get their ass whipped mm-hmm. for an hour. But I'm like, who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd rather get my ass whipped in the gym
than outside. Then on the streets. Yeah. Are you kidding?
But that's where good training partners come in. Because mm-hmm. if you go into a gym, like let's say like that guy who's kindly enough to offer me a free week at jiu-jitsu back in 2017, right? Going into that class, that fool's trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's trying to get you back for pulling him over.
Yeah, he's trying to get me back. And honestly, if he would disown it, he would never got a ticket.
You know what's crazy? There is an officer at our gym. That's not you. And he always wants to start at the wall.
This motherfucker. I already know which one you're talking about.
What do you mean at the wall? I know who you're talking about.
So like if it's like, so is he can simulate. Yeah. So he can simulate like if he has a pencil on a wall and if they get out.
I like that.
I think I cussed him out one day because he wouldn't walk away. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Dude, this is not MMA.
We walk like right away. I'm like the wall and we go straight to it just because it's so much fun. But
so it'd be cool to do like a class like that. You know what I mean? Maybe one day when I'm
I think that's more better. Like, I guess more, it's a situation. I guess it's a situation.
But if you guys ever roll me, like, that's why I never like to start rolling by sitting on the ground or by the other person sitting on the ground. I like to always like, we're both going to stand up.
Sick.
And then we'll roll from there. And it's because in real life, I'm never going to sit on the ground and nobody's ever sitting on the ground for me. If they're sitting on the ground for me, then I have no use for anything that I'm learning.
Right, do anything.
You know what I mean? Because they're already sitting down. So
I'll stand up.
Yeah, well, you're a different story. I roll with him, and he just sits down, and I can't even stand up because he's just sweeping me. I'm like, how are you sweeping me right now? You know what's fucked up
is giving it your all sometimes with him, and then you get a message, hey, my arm hurts, I should have tapped. I'm like, shut up.
I should have tapped. I couldn't pick up my son that day.
Whatever.
That's like I'll roll with Hank, and I'll think I have something, and I clearly don't, and I'll get done. He goes, oh, you almost had me. Hey, why don't you give me that advice during the roll, dude? So I could have got it and I would have felt proud of myself, dude.
It's hard tapping that one out.
Hank's satisfying.
Hank's tough. It's rare, but
it's never happened.
It's funny because that's the last two Sundays I rolled with Marty, and I haven't rolled with him since like I started, you know. And I was feeling real good lately. Like, man, dude, I feel like I'm doing really good. You know, I feel like Taylor's complimenting me. Like, hey, you're getting better. I'm going to go harder. Yeah, so I go roll with Marty. Everything that I've been doing that I've been getting complimented on
was wrong.
He goes, I'm like, hey, Marty, what do you think I should work on, man?
Everything.
He goes, yeah, really work on your defense. I was feeling so good about my defense. Like, oh, man, I suck.
Don't worry, man. My guard sucks.
Yeah.
And I think on that note.
Yeah. Any last words, brother?
No, I appreciate you guys having me, man. Yeah, thank you guys. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming, man.
This is really fun, dude.
Thanks for the shirt.
Yeah. I'll wear it.
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, I'll definitely tag you guys. Yeah. It's a good time.
Or not, whatever, dude.
Huh? What'd you say?
I was like, or not, whatever, dude.
No. I feel like I have to now.
Yeah, no, don't feel pressured.
Yeah,
it's good. Thank you guys.
For you. It's
please bye, hold buddy. A dead duck in front of it.
Yeah,
thank you, Manny.
See ya, man.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Whew. That was an hour. Sick.
Yeah. Could have kept that going for another.
I know. I was like, I don't really want to stop.
Sure, we could have kept that going.
That was just one hour.